Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Today we consider again the word of Matthew in chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, truest friend to you and me, dear fellow students of the Word, we tend to use the word priceless in a rather careless way. If you think about that for more than a few moments, you realize that there are very few items in this world that that adjective can appropriately be applied to. For instance, in 1934, a free diver working off the island of Palawan in the Philippines discovered an enormous clam and pried it open. What he found inside turned out to be the largest pearl ever discovered, called the Pearl of Allah. It's 9 inches across and weighs 14 pounds. Now, you might describe that pearl as priceless, and there's some merit to that evaluation, but if you did, you'd be literally wrong, because it is very valuable, but not priceless. A few years ago, it was appraised at $93 million. So it's extremely expensive, but strictly speaking, not priceless. Presumably, if you could come up with that amount of money, you'd be in a position to actually buy that pearl. By way of contrast, Jesus truly is our priceless treasure, for no amount of money will buy you the benefits that are yours by virtue of your membership in his kingdom through faith. That's why our theme is Jesus, priceless treasure. As we discussed a couple of weeks ago, our first reaction upon uncovering the great treasure of the gospel in God's word can hardly be other than, "I will suffer naught to hide thee." But when a believer really comes to understand the extent of this newfound wealth, there's something else he's compelled to say. "Naught I ask beside thee." For the longer you're a Christian, the more the Holy Spirit will convince you of the truth that there really is nothing you need, nothing even that's worthy of your desire, that doesn't already belong to you in Christ. We may think there is. We may act as though there is. We may act as though there's something we need in addition to Jesus or alongside of Jesus. For older adults, it may be the million-dollar home in the exclusive neighborhood, the luxury car or the prestigious career, so that becomes the focus of their ambition. And the focus really is no longer on Christ. What about young people? Perhaps it's an obsession with fashion or with that first car that you want so badly. Possibly a relationship, or dare I say it, the latest wireless device. You think to yourself, if only I can get that, then I'll have everything I need. Yes, I need Jesus, but I need that too. And the focus subtly begins to shift. To shift away from Jesus. No. Snap your eyes back to the cross. There's nothing you need more than that. Really, in the final analysis, there's nothing you need other than that. When the merchant in the parable found his priceless treasure, his one pearl of great price, his response was automatic. He had to acquire it. And he did. Who, when he had found the one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but he did what he had to do. He made whatever arrangements. He sold all his other stock because he had to have that one pearl of supreme value. If he could only possess that priceless treasure, he would ask for nothing else. You know, for the Apostle Paul, it was the same thing. Once he possessed the priceless treasure of salvation in Christ, he said in effect, "Naught I ask beside thee." In Philippians chapter 3, we read, But what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. My prayer for each of you is that you may learn to say the same thing. That each of you may learn to say of your Savior, "Naught I ask beside thee. If I can only have you, my priceless treasure, I will ask for nothing more in life." If you can say that, then any sacrifices you make in life for the gospel will seem minor by comparison. In that regard, I often think of my former congregation, Ascension Lutheran Church at Tacoma, Washington. Quite a small group of believers. While I was there, never more than 50 communicants, average attendance in the 20s. But in 1998, that tiny group of Christians got tired of worshiping in rented quarters, and they determined to acquire a property where they could build a church and so worship God together. At great personal sacrifice, they acquired 5 acres of land and a spacious home, and in 2003, they built a graceful chapel for the praise and glory of God. You can imagine the tremendous amount of effort, of money, and of time they had to sacrifice, those few families, in order to develop a property that currently is appraised at over $1 million. Well, our 10-year anniversary rolled around in 2013, and I got curious, so I asked a few of those individuals whether they regretted those sacrifices that they made. They said they didn't, which didn't surprise me. But I'll tell you what did surprise me. The people I talked to couldn't remember making any sacrifices at all. Compared to what they gained, compared to the riches of the gospel that the Lord poured out on that small group of Christians, the amount they spent faded into insignificance. And that story, of course, has been repeated again and again across the CLC. Many of you could tell similar stories, I'm sure. Jesus, priceless treasure, naught I ask beside thee. If you can say that, then the material things in your life will go back to the correct proportion, fall into the background where they belong. Then the trinkets and the trappings, the cars, the clothes, the devices and the toys, they need no longer trouble your heart and consume your attention. The Lord who gave his life for you can and will give you everything else you need in life. As Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Then you can lead a life of joy, knowing that you've already got the one thing needful. Then you can say, "Thou, Lord Jesus, art my portion and my joy. Everything else in life is but rust and rubbish compared with thee, my priceless treasure. I will suffer naught to hide thee, naught I ask beside thee." Amen. We conclude with the singing of hymn 347, stanzas 1 and 4.